Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here, howtosellyourcoaching.com. Today I'm going to go into my email archives actually and read something from one of my mentors, Tom Big Al Schrider. Now, those who know Tom, if you're in network marketing, let me back up. If you've ever done any direct sales, network marketing, multi-level marketing, name it what you will, Tom Schrider is the legend. A giver, a true giver, a true teacher. He's always done, what I really loved about Tom is even before it was cool to be the generic trainer, he was giving information out. No matter, it didn't matter what company you were in, he would help you, he would guide you. I call Tom a friend and have utmost respect for Tom. So I want to jump in an email. I'm literally going to just read his email to you today, if that's okay. That's how much respect I have for him. And just one of the things he talks about here is power stories. And now, he teaches people how to sell more products and recruit people in the network marketing. So that's his niche. The last time I met with Tom was about almost 2 years ago now. And it was in here in North Carolina. He was doing a seminar. Just got to reconnect with him. A couple years before that, I was able to have dinner with him. But it was really good to reconnect with him and just talk to him about what he's doing. And he's really about the conversation. So let's jump in. So number one, it says, stories are how we learn, stories are how we communicate, and stories move people. So it sounds like something we should get good at. So how to start a story. I'm going to read these. Take notes. And I'm going to also put a link in show notes for Tom so you can follow him. But anyway, certain words prepare our prospects to receive stories with open minds. So start with these phrases. Okay? Here's eight of them. Obviously, I'm going to read them quick, but you can hit the pause button and get back. Number one, once upon a time. Now, he said, okay, only for children's stories. So let's go past that one. When I was young. Number three, here's what happened. Number four, can I tell you a secret? Number five, I have to tell you. Number six, this didn't turn out like I thought it would. Number seven, you won't believe this. Number eight, my mother explained why she was late. Now, he says, go back and look at the eight opening phrases again. Which of the eight phrases tick off the rapport program and puts it in overdrive? Okay? If we don't know story basics, how can we create powerful stories to make our business grow? So, which of the eight did we choose? Number two, when I was young. Now, why does number two work? When I was young, here's why it works. Everyone was young once. Everyone was a child once. Everyone was a teenager once. In just four words, you bond with listeners. Children beg us to tell them stories, and that's not a joke. Every evening, so I'm riffing off of Tom's email here for just a second, but every evening, almost every evening, when I put my 9-year-old and 6-year-old down for bed, they're like, Daddy, tell us a story. Please tell us a story. Please tell. And if I know if I tell one, I'm telling three or four. They want true or false stories. They want to guess if this is real. They want imagination stories. They want to know about when I was young. It's just a reality. So in four words, going back to Tom's, Tom's email, in just four words, we bond with listeners. Children beg us to tell stories. Could that be a hint of the power when we wield when we're talking to prospects? The human mind desperately wants to put our business opportunity offer into a story. Stories can be understood. Stories work. And he's offering a masterclass on this, and I will include the link. I want you to grab it. Definitely worth it. Listen, if you're into coaching, you need this. If you can, what can you do with just four words? And again, he has the information for the class, which is May 27th. All right. So this is really important, guys. Facts tell, stories sell. I use storytelling in almost every conversation. Number one, I love to tell stories. I love to tell I love to give examples of people that we've helped. I love to give examples of people that, if you have a coaching client on the call, maybe it's a challenge, something they're going through. How can you help them go to the next level? Many times it's telling a story that they can relate to and then tell a story of how the person overcome. Are you with me? All right, so look in the show notes, grab a hold of Tom Schotter's masterclass. His email alone is worth getting every day. But Wayne, I'm not in network marketing. You're in direct sales marketing of some kind. You are selling coaching. You need the class. So again, honor all of you. Thank you for jumping on board today's episode. If you want us to look at your funnel, your offer, your program, and make it as profitable as it can be, then jump over to doneforyoucoaching.com, doneforyoucoaching.com, and I look forward to seeing you there. Go out there, change lives, and get wealthy doing it. God bless.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.